The Bible has a simple concept. What you sow, you will reap. You plant corn, you get corn. Plant wheat, you get wheat. Are you planting and sowing to the flesh in your life? The culture, sports, politics, fashion, pride, vanity, false churchianity. What are you sowing today? And then what are you going to reap on Judgment Day? Unless you sow to eternal life in Jesus Christ, you're going to reap wrath and judgment. We don't want our neighbor to reap wrath and judgment. We want you to reap goodness, truth, righteousness. The pastors and the priests are lying to you. You can't be like the world and of a holy God. You can't live for your own life and be of God. You can't reap to your flesh and lies and false ways and feminism and be of a holy God. Satan is the father of lies. John 8, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You can't hear me because your father is Satan, and he's the father of lies." But those that are born of God by his Spirit, his death, burial, and resurrection, they hear the word of God. They receive the word of God. They follow the word of God. They love the word of God. Jesus gave us a simple formula. You know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of your life, neighbor, if you live just like the world? Jesus said his sheep come out of the world. They're not like the world. Jesus said he's coming to destroy the world in flaming fire. 2 Thessalonians, his word says that. In John 3, he said this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than light, and they hide in their sin and their worldliness. Are you living in your sin and worldliness? Are you living in your sin of man-made religion? Sunday, Saturday, whatever church systems, all made of man. Test yourself while there's time. There's a narrow window available. Judgment is coming. God blesses those who obey him. You're not obeying God as you live like the world. You're not obeying God as you follow pastors and priests that are lying and not preaching the biblical gospel. You're not obeying God as you keep flesh, entertainment, carnality, sin, pride, vanity, feminization.
Jesus said, watch for those who preach on the streets. They are but wolves in sheep's clothing.
Not what he said. What verse says that?
That's what he said.
Would that preach on the street? He said, go preach and lift up your voice, sir. You don't know the Bible. You don't know the word of God. He said, go lift up your voice. And you know a false teacher when he's of the world like you. Then we know you're a false teacher. The false teachers claim Jesus and they live like the world. But God's people are holy, set apart, separate. Take a gospel card, ma'am. Test yourself to the word of God. We love you. Come out of the world. Come out of the church systems. Seek after Christ in spirit and truth. We know every false way is not of the Father. There's no lies. There's no error. There's no sin or darkness in our Father. Only spirit and truth. Only righteousness. The Bible says that God is love, but what kind of love is it? It's not love that lets you live in your sin. It's not love that overlooks all the iniquity of the world. No, the love of God calls you to repentance so that you'll turn from your sin. The love of God calls you to holiness and righteousness. The love of God calls you to turn away from every false way. The American church systems are full of false ways. Jesus said in Mark 7, Howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping man-made traditions. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, the Sunday, Saturday church systems are all made of man. You're following God in vain if you practice vain Sunday, Saturday, whatever religion. But what are you keeping? What are you practicing? The Bible says, practice righteousness, without which no one will see God. You can have the hope of righteousness to come. You can be washed and be cleansed. Jesus is not a hobby. Jesus is not a bumper sticker. Jesus is not a t-shirt. Jesus is not a metal cross that will not save you on judgment day. Christ is the living Savior that you have to seek with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. We want you to have the hope of Christ, the hope of His resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection, the way and the life, the truth, the light. He's the gate. He's the narrow way. But broad is the road to destruction that leads to wrath. We come into the broad road. We come into the broad road to warn people about destruction and sin and every false way. Satan rules the culture. Satan rules the church systems. Satan rules every false way. That metal cross won't save you, young man. Repent and follow the gospel. Seek Jesus Christ, the living Savior. America's full of idolatry and trinkets. The religious systems have turned my Savior into a money-making device. Jesus turned tables all over in that, in John 2. Jesus is not a money-making opportunity. He's more than a t-shirt. He's more than a bumper sticker. He's more than a book, a conference, a false worldly song system like contemporary Christian music. He is truth. He is light. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's Emmanuel, God with us. His name is Yeshua. It means salvation. Jesus means Yeshua. It means salvation. You don't have salvation by just thinking about Him. You have salvation being in Christ Jesus. Like Noah was in the ark. How are you in Christ Jesus if you're of the world? How are you of Christ Jesus if you're of the world, folks? How are you of Christ Jesus if you're of the false Sunday, Saturday church systems? You must be of Christ in spirit and truth. Wrath is coming. Judgment day is coming. Don't miss the love and grace of God. Seek after Him in spirit and truth. But He said there'd be a cost. Are you willing to lose your life to find eternal life in Jesus Christ? You can't just add Jesus onto your life like icing on a filthy worldly cake. That was my life. You got to dump your cake out. God will clean you out. God will give you a new vessel. He'll give you the living water. He will give you living water. The Bible says in the last days they will believe tales and fairy tales. And foolish people believe there is no God. The Bible says only a fool says there is no God. And Jesus was the Father in flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But yet the American church system has created a false Jesus. A long-haired, feminized, easy believe, you can stay in your sin, false Jesus. But if you'd open the Holy Scriptures, that's who your pastor, your priests are teaching, a false Jesus. But if you'd open the Holy Scriptures, you would see the one true Savior. and he's a savior of righteousness and holiness, and he calls you out of the world, and he calls you out of every false way, every occult way. Halloween is an occult way, folks. You need to know that. It's rooted in Satanism. God will have nothing to do with those who dabble in Halloween except judgment. Satan has created the entire culture to deceive you. And unless you're turning and following after Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus didn't die so we could live worldly lives and entertain ourselves. He died to call you out of the world. He died to make you holy if you'll lose this life. But you can't walk after the pattern of this world. You can't be a Jesus follower on Sunday morning and follow the world all the rest of the time. You have to repent and seek him. He's not an addition to your life. He is life. He's not a cross on your neck. He is life. He's not a bumper sticker on your car. He's not a Sunday church service. He's not an amen as you live in the world and keep sin and carnality. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today. Living every day and not serving him in spirit and truth. Opening the scriptures to see that which God's word says is true. The Bible says you'll be judged for every word, and that men are going to be rewarded for their deeds, whether they be good or evil. There's all kinds of promises in the book of Revelation, how you can know that God is coming, and he's coming for his people. But his people are going to have to suffer the wrath of Satan. His people are going to have to endure. There is no pre-trib rapture. I have all kinds of articles on my website for free. We don't want your money. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. God's people are going to have to endure the wrath of Satan. But rejoice. Greater is he that is in you if you're born of God and following him. That's not the American churchgoer. Greater is he who is in you that is in the world. And you can know that you have the hope of eternal life. But you can't live like this world. You can't keep walking after your sin and your flesh. You can't keep following every false way. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Are you living by the eternal word of God today? So the word of God shows the path to eternal life. Sadly, America claims to be a Christian nation, but it does not know the word of God. There is no such thing as the unconditional love of God. God's love is conditional. You must follow him and obey him. It's the fruit you know him. James 2 says, we're justified by our works because it shows our faith. Asking our American neighbors, do you know the Bible better than football scores? You know the Bible better than your favorite music? People that claim to be Christians, do you know the Bible better than your 401 statistics and investments? What are you seeking after? What did you wake up today to live for? Are you living for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Repent, Mr. Gideon, repent. Repent from all your compromise. Just saw Gideon man handing out the word of God, calling no one to repentance, warning them about sin that they don't do. Not calling them out of the world. If you love your neighbor, you call them out of sin and the world and false religion. The churches don't call you out of anything. The churches encourage you to live in your sin and worldliness. The churches are deceived and deceivers and have rooted their word in the father of lies. John 8. Satan is the father of lies. But we have an amazing promise. We have an amazing hope in the Word of God that Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost, that Jesus can cleanse and make all things new, that His love and grace and mercy is available to those who will repent, to those who will not just believe on Him, but to those that will follow Him in spirit and truth. I would ask you, neighbor, this is the broad road to destruction. What are you following today? What are you living for today? What is the pursuit of your life, neighbor? Are you following the culture? Are you following your made-up, man-made religion? Are you following the one true Savior? That He alone can cleanse and make new. That He alone is worthy. In Revelation, it says, they cried because no one was worthy enough to open the book. But yet there was one who's worthy to open the book, the Lamb of God. But He's not coming back as a lamb. We will talk about that. He is not coming back as a little baby in a manger or a little fluffy lamb. He's coming back as the fiery Lion of Judah with judgment, righteousness, in His eyes, sending His angels to plunge their sickle and harvest both the goats and the sheep. And He will throw the chaff and the goats. That's worldly people, false churchianity people. That's most everyone. He'll throw them in the great winepress of the wrath of God. We don't want that for our neighbor. We don't want you to end up into the wrath of God. We want you to find eternal life in Christ. But you must lose your life to get there.